This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nine coaches, all fired by Jerry, as somebody pointed out on the text line. That is true. Jerry has fired every coach in Cowboys history.
I love that. That makes bad.
He's smoking something over there.
But you threw me for a loop with the Chan Gailey thing, and as I was like, I was convinced that Chan Gailey was actually Dave Campo.
Right.
In reality,
and he might be.
They might be. And then you brought up Cam Cameron. And I looked up Cam Cameron, and then I went down this rabbit hole. I am convinced.
Pat Shurmur?
Yes. Pat Shurmur, Rob Chudzinski. I've looked all these kind of.
Joe Philbin.
One failed coach.
Bobby, you know, Ross.
They all look exactly the same. I believe that if we took all the coaches that were failed in 3 years, and I just gave you a random photo, I could convince you that any one of those coaches is a random name. It's impossible to differentiate any of them. They're all the same person. I think there's something about when you get hired, I believe now we can look at you and be like, oh no, you're going to be forgettable. That you're going to be out of here in 2 years and no one's going to remember. You just have that look.
Yeah, if you looked up most generic football coach in the dictionary, they still have dictionaries?
I think so.
Joe Philbin might be pictured.
Yeah. I looked at Pat Shurmur. You could convince me that that's one of 13 different fired head coaches. If I told you that was Chudzinski, you'd be like, oh yeah, that's fine. Or if I
now,
told
see,
you
I
that was
like,
Cat Cameron, you'd
like,
be like, yeah.
Chudzinski is a little fatter.
Yeah, but they all just
a little bit more beer swigging.
They all fit into that same mold. He is completely forgettable the moment he gets fired.
More Tom Sula like.
See, Tom Sula, at least you can see, he stands out.
So
yeah, Chudzinski kind of has a Doug Peterson thing going on.
Yeah.
Oh, Doug what? What do you mean? What does that mean?
Just physically looking.
Because Peterson looks like all those other guys you mentioned.
Well, I know. I'm looking at a picture of Chudzinski, and he looks very much like Doug Peterson.
You didn't know that's how he looked, did you?
I forgot what he looked like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Chudzinski?
Yeah.
Chud. So maybe I'm thinking of
You're probably thinking of someone else.
Another Browns coach.
You're thinking of Freddie Kitchens.
Maybe so. Or Mike Pettine.
Yeah, both of those guys would fit the bill.
So this leads us perfectly into my next question. How many of the one-and-done coaches can you name? The NFL coaches. So Gerard Mayo, this means they got one season and they were fired.
Yes.
Gerard Mayo being the latest. I have a list of the last 10. How many can you name?
Never hired again after that? Like by another team or anything?
I'm looking here. Let's see.
Because Chip Kelly went one and done with the Niners, but he also coached for the Eagles for a couple of years. Like,
yeah, but
and
he
there's
coached
other
for the Eagles after or before the.
Well, I'm
Niners.
Just saying Chip Kelly coached 3 years in the pros. Is he considered a one and done because he did one and done with?
Look,
the Niners.
Here's the thing: I've all 10 on the list. Mm-hmm. I do not believe any of them were hired as a head coach after they were fired.
Okay.
There's one that I could be talked into. Maybe he went to college, but I can't remember.
Okay. Well. Pierce, this year, we had Pierce and Mayo.
Pierce was not there 1 year. He was there last year.
Well, he was interim last year, wasn't he?
He doesn't make the list because he coached prior.
Oh, okay.
One season.
One season.
And out. Okay. So Jerod Mayo.
Jerod Mayo. I thought Antonio Pierce. It's the guy in Tampa. Is it Raheem?
Raheem Morris?
Yes.
No.
No? Mm-mm. Or was he in Atlanta? He got canned after 1 year. I thought it was in Atlanta.
Let's take a look.
Or Tampa. He was a one and done guy.
Well, he's not on this list, so maybe this list is...
And because I know this sounds terrible, but a lot of times it's African-American coaches, and so yeah. Then people bring it up, and they're like, what the hell?
Well, I will tell you, of the 10 coaches, 4 of them are black on this list. And no, he coached for 2 seasons in Atlanta. He's kind of like Pierce. One of them was interim.
Interim.
He got 11 games.
All right, that interim thing's throwing me off then.
Yeah, because like Tom Sula would have been a one-and-done, but he got interim games as well.
Tom Sula is on this list. They've got him 10th.
Okay. Mm. Oh, Herbs was one and done.
Herbs was in there. Yep. You got 2 of them. You got 3 of them.
Who am I missing?
There's a great one.
There's a great one?
I mean, he flamed out so spectacularly.
Gase wasn't one and done, right? He was there for a couple.
Was Jim Zorn one and done?
No.
No, Zorn was there.
There's one.
Oh, we just talked about him. Cleveland. Chizinski was one and done.
No, you're thinking of... Okay, but Cleveland, yes, but the other Cleveland.
Freddie Kitchens?
Yes, Freddie Kitchens. He was 1-and-done.
Why was I thinking of Hugh Jackson? Now, Hugh was there. He went 0 for.
Well, no, Hugh was like 1-and-31 or something. Yeah. Like
that. Obviously a tie, you know, a tie.
It all blends together.
So Freddie Kitchens, Chip Kelly, Jim Tom Sula, Jerod Mayo, Urban Meyer. You have 1, 2, 3, 4 left. 2 of them are black. Two of them are white.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Steve Wilkes.
That's Arizona, right?
Yep.
And they went with Kingsbury after that?
He's a black guy.
Yeah. I am just...
So you got 2 whites.
Was Flores 1-and-done in Miami?
Nope.
I was just trying to think of other African-American coaches.
I'll give you the teams.
Yeah, give me some teams.
Speed this along here. Yeah. You got the Panthers.
Oh, they got Frank Reich.
Frank Reich.
Yeah.
And he's an interesting one because... I feel like he was decent.
Yeah, it's just that.
And he has not shown up anywhere. Like, I don't even know where he is.
He was viewed as an offensive guy, and that was, at the time when they fired him, they were like, that was just Carolina being a mess.
No, they liked what he did in Indy, and that was, they also said that Reich didn't get the quarterback he wanted, that management forced Bryce Young on him, and then they sucked.
Reich has fallen off the face of the earth. Yeah. What is he doing now?
Maybe just taking a bunch of money and sitting out. Maybe, because he got a huge buyout.
And then you have the Broncos. This is the one that was spectacular.
Aaron Rodgers' guy. Nathaniel Hackett.
Nathaniel Hackett. Couldn't hack it.
I will say, of all of the coaches that I can remember, like, I don't know why Jerod Mayo got fired. Supposedly behind the scenes, he was very jumbled and wasn't very organized. Nathaniel Hackett, I remember that whole year, they couldn't get plays off. I've never seen a team... with more procedural penalties and delay of games.
It was painful to watch.
They were burning through timeouts. Like, they could not get plays off. And I was like, how is it a veteran quarterback with a veteran play caller literally can't get plays off? It blew my mind. That may be the most dysfunctional coach that I can remember watching in real time and thinking he has no idea what he's doing.
The thing about Mayo that I was reading the other day was they said that they had written it into his contract that he would be the next coach. Yeah. So they kind of had to hire him. Mm. And once they hired him,
they realized it wasn't.
They realized, ooh, he's pretty unorganized. But they also didn't expect Mike Vrabel to be available.
Oh, so it was like.
And so they were like, we need to get out of this. Mm. And Vrabel became available. And so they went and I feel like they went all ducks on like Jerod Mayo is to Willie Taggart as Mike Vrabel is to Mario Cristobal or even Dan Lanning.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
like you had a bad one and you upgraded by luck.
Yeah. Just kind of fell into your lap. You're like, all right.
By the way, I'm learning that Frank Reich was the first head coach ever to be fired mid-season back-to-back years. Because he was fired as the head coach of the Colts. Then he got the Panthers job and he got fired mid-season for that job too.
Hmm. Huh?
So he didn't even get a full season in Carolina?
He went 1-10 and got canned.
Damn. That's rough.
Yeah. I bet he got a nice little juicy buyout, though.
You're missing one.
We're still missing. I'm
black guy.
Was it the Broncos guy who was having the time of his life? Vance Joseph?
No. He's still there. He's their defensive coordinator. Yeah.
Missing.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Give me the team.
Houston.
Oh, I can picture him.
Also spectacular flameout at the end.
Absolutely. Oh, God. And it, and by the way, they were competitive in some of those games. They just had a bad record. Why can't it?
Well, he lost the last game, or he won the last game and screwed him out of a...
screwed him out of a pick.
Is it Lovie?
Yep.
Lovie Smith.
Now, that's not who I was thinking of. I was thinking of...
Romeo Crennel was there, too, but he wasn't one and done.
No, this was... why can't I think of his name? He's a mixed race guy that they brought in, and then they canned.
Oh, yeah.
David Culley.
That's Culley. Yeah, we didn't mention him, did we?
No.
I missed that one. Yeah, there's two Houston Texans on there.
Same
Culley
thing.
And Lovie.
I guess he was... Yeah, Culley.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I thought he was only there 1 year, and I remember, like, when they fired him, we're like, what the hell? Like, you brought this guy in, and then, like, I'll never understand the one and done. It just, behind the scenes, it just has to be such a disaster, because when you get handed a pile of chicken ass, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
Like with Mayo, and I get maybe it was the Vrabel thing, but dude, you got handed one of the worst rosters in the NFL. What do you expect him to do? I've never understood that. What changes from year to year, other than rich old guy with a bee in his bonnet decides that he wants a new toy?
Worst coaching hire of the last 10 years: Nathaniel Hackett, Jim Tomsula, or David Culley. That is a battle.
Well, I'm going to change it. It's Tomsula. It's Tomsula, because Nathaniel Hackett ended up being disgusting, but. You did it for a reason.
Right? Try to get Rodgers.
Yeah.
Which you didn't get.
You didn't get. But he was at least viewed, that was the goal, and he was viewed as an offensive guy. And I love Jim Tomsula. Jim Tomsula was a great guy. He was our defensive coordinator when I was in Scotland, and he's a super nice guy. Jim Tomsula in no way, and I mean no way, is qualified to be a head coach. Jim Tomsula is not a coordinator.
Why did they hire him?
Everyone in the building liked him.
It was just a placeholder. It was just...
For what? Because they brought in Chip after him, right? Yeah,
they just didn't have another guy, so they were like,
one and done him, too.
Yeah, it's just, Tomsula might be the worst hire in NFL history. And honestly, I'll bet you Jim's the sort of guy that if you asked him, Jim would even probably tell you, I shouldn't have had that job.
He was surprised to get the gig?
100%. 100%.
Wow. All right.
Jim Tomsula.
We're done with that.
Great guy. Great guy.
Remember him doing a press conference and saying, I don't want to get caught up with all the pomp and stance, if that's a word.
It's
pomp and circumstance.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
He is one of my favorite in a league and a sport where I can count the number of people that I really enjoyed on two hands over the years. He is one of the nicest, just all around good dudes but that doesn't mean that you should
have that job.
That you should have that job.
All right, new fun game. Guess the SEC coach next on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.